practical davening, what we did last week, we did Moed Ani, getting up in the morning. So I'd like, if we can divide our time into two, let's say we have 40 minutes, so 20 minutes on the first and 20 minutes on the second, something like that. Take a look at page base. Inyan HaSimcha. Inyan HaSimcha VaSipuk. Yep. You have it, Jonas?
Yes.
You have it, Oni? Page, please. Yeah?
Yes.
Inyan HaSimcha VaSipuk VaVodas HaTvila. V'hine, last time we said that if Ikbasa the Mashiach, the main mitzvah is the mitzvah Tvila, meaning I Talmud Tokening Ed Kulam, but it's mitzvah Shevayoyim, meaning it's relevant to our times. Like, for example, Rav Pinchas gave an example of Shofar and Rosh Hashanah. A person turns around and says, I'm learning Torah instead. But you're missing the mitzvah of the Yom. Mitzvah of the Yom Rosh Hashanah is Shofar. So in the mitzvah of our time is the mitzvah of Tefillah, meaning the chashibas of it. And that, the reason is because it's the catalyst. It causes a change. Koyach of Tefillah is can move the world over from the present situation to the situation of Vahe Hashem Lemelech Al Kol Oretz. That's the Koyach of Tefillah. You see, by Mitzrayim also, Tefillah was the catalyst, it causes a change. That's the main feature of it. Take a look at this section. Inyan hasimcha v'asipuk ba'avodas hatefillah. V'hinei esek hatefillah hu me'advarim hatzrichem chizuk ma'atomid. You need tremendous chizuk for tefillah. Why? Rav Dessler writes in Michtav Miliom, the greatest challenge of tefillah is to say the same thing over and over again and to say it with kavana. Needs committed chizuk tomid. Even though it's one of the highest points of all, Berumah Shalaylam, the Altar from Kelm has a beautiful name. Dvorim Sha'imdim Berumah Shalaylam. It's one of the things which stands at the height of the world. Says the Altar, the words that you say are Berumah Shalaylam. Not just it stands as it, but the actual words you say. You'll never say words as high as that. You'll never in your life. It's good morning, hello, how are you? It's regular speech. How are you feeling? It's higher than that. Higher than that is Machal Kechayim Bechesed, meaning the words themselves are the highest words you'll ever say. It's a different pshat. Berumah Shel Olam, meaning that there are words which stand at the tremendous heights. Another perush, I think, Rabbi Yehuchan brings down as well. Berumah Shel Olam, Berumah Shel Odom. Odom is an Olam Atzmai. So the highest words that you yourself who are, who is the height of the world, I mean a person himself, that's the height of tefillah, is the words that you're saying are the highest words that you're saying, you yourself, an olam atzmai, you are a world by itself. It's just different meforshim on it, but it needs tremendous chizuk. People are not careful with tefillah, they're not careful enough. They do not realize how much elevation, how much spiritual enlightenment there is inside the words themselves. And avada, they don't reach a point of simcha and cheshek, they lose interest in it because it's said so frequently and you don't really feel the enlightenment for it, it doesn't come out from it. How do you know it's one of the heights of the world? How do you know it's one of the heights? Because that's the avodah you do on Yom Menorahim. Why don't we sit and learn Torah on Yom Menorahim? Why don't we do Chesed? Why is the mitzvah of Tefillah the main mitzvah? Because it's such a high, elevated status. A person who davens, Omed Lifnei Abayim, Medaber Lifnei Abayim, is a tremendous status of a person. Like the optimum stance you can ever make in the world, in life. You're standing in front of Borei Olam and talking to him. It's a very high level of status. The gamma simcha b'cheshek is very hard for us. Afilo eitzol elu she'im. Even people who are not mezalza. Let's people who are not mezalza with tefillah. They don't talk during davening. But lo nirim kan lamala simcha b'cheshek. They don't realize what the mila is. It's very hard to grasp it. One of the problems is because the regularity is so frequent, you don't realize what you're doing. You're omed lifnei HaKadosh the Borei Olam. You're talking to him. You're actually having an intimate conversation with him. You're speaking with him. Tremendous, tremendous heights you're doing. Later on, we'll see, and we won't look at it now, but what the heights are of tefillah. You actually omed and talked to Borei Olam. There's a beautiful moshel I once saw of Rabbi Elia Lapian. It's not so relevant to our days, but it's a beautiful moshel. So it used to be in a time when you wanted to make a telephone call. So you go to a telephone kiosk, and you stand there, and you pick up the phone, and you talk. So Bela said, but before you pick up the phone, you have to know three things. The first thing is to make sure that from where you are, there's a cable to where you want to go to. Second thing is you have to have the right number. If you don't have that, third thing is you have to talk clearly. That's when a telephone call works. So Rav Elia said to the Nimshel is as follows. You know, there's a cable. The Abbas HaKadoshim made the cables. Shachris is Avram Avinu. Mincha was made by Yitzchak and Yaakov. There's a cable. You know, there's a line there. There's a line which goes Shalom Shem, from here. It's a beautiful motion. The line is there. There is definitely a line there. What's the number? The number is a nusach. The nusach that you say is the number is a nusach. And speaking clearly is kavanah in tefillah. It's a beautiful marshal of Elia. Mm-hmm. Elia's marshal about dabbling. You used to go and you stand. Now we have a mobile phone, but you used to stand on the box and take and use a phone there. There used to be a cable. Second, you have to write the number, and also you have to speak clearly. So Rabbi Elia, the cable means the cable by the Obos HaKadoshim, Obos Tiknu. There's a cable. In the morning you get through. In the afternoon you get through to him. There's a line there. There's a line. There's a cable. You get through to Bari Olam. The number is the Nusach. This is the Nusach, that number gets through. And speaking clearly is Kavano in Tefillah. And that's, then you get through. That's the Cheshivas of Tefillah. Okay, let's go to the next paragraph. Simcha Shal Mitzvah Mahi. Ach zois yesh letzayin shekasher medabim al inyan simcha shel mitzvah ein hakavona. This is not sug shel simcha shanu gvigilim ba'yom elegoim simchas nisuim. It's not like the simcha, the happiness of like going to a wedding. Shel simcha body they bitu yichitzon shel biki. They have a nice dance and the music is good. That's not the type of simcha we're talking about. Shezeh kosher lahasi b'avodas Hashem. It's very hard to reach that point, that high level. It's not that's the level of simcha. Ela ika inyan simcha kan haynu how gosha pnimis. The simcha is that you connected, manikam lekaim, which you get to when you talk to Hashem. Sheyesh lo sipuk ba'asiyasa b'toivla im ha-mitzvah zos. You have nachas from having spoken to Hashem. That's the simcha. The simcha is a sense of achievement, of accomplishment. Ve'ena mekaim es ha-mitzvah kemilui choyva ba'alma, ela kechelek me'etzim ha-chaim sheh. It's my conversation. You enjoy the conversation with your Creator. That's an incredible opportunity. That's the nachas is that you made a connection, the achievement. I often feel sometimes after davening, you know, sometimes you have a good davening, so you at 8 o'clock in the morning, you already achieved something today. You already did something today. You daven well in the morning, 8 o'clock. You know, oh, the day has begun. I did something. I did something worthwhile in the day. That's the feeling of sipuk. Mm-hmm. I did something worthwhile. So what is the simcha? He explains. Simcha shal mitzvah is simcha shal yachas. That's a beautiful thing here. The simcha is the connection. Kim sois chosan al kala. What does he mean? Ha chosan eino samech merutz al atzma mishum kalosam. The chosan is not just happy because of his kala. No. Elu samech be kalosam, with his kala. Not that he has a kala, but together with the kala, he's happy. So it's simcha together with her. Being together with her is his simcha. It's not that he has a kala. It means that he is enjoying life together with her. The fact that he's living together with his kala, that he has a kala, that is the simcha of the chosen. Yismach Yisrael, b'r oisah, b'nei tzion, b'r malkom, b'r. The b'r means with him, that you are talking with him. That's the simcha that you're supposed to have. The simcha is the yachas, the connection that you made together with him. Beautiful definition that, no? It's the nature of the happiness is I connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I talked to him. I wasn't distracted.
We've got the opportunity to daven.
Yes, for sure.
We got it taken away during Corona. It wasn't taken away, but at least it'd be in a short.
Right, yeah.
I'll be honest with you, I didn't feel it at all. I enjoyed standing out on the porch.
Right,
for me, it was a tremendous... I loved standing on the porch there and looking out over the hills of Yerushalayim. For me, it was a tremendous chizuk. It's nice to go back to shul, but I felt standing in the country and nature.
Right.
I felt even better. I damn even
so that,
better.
That proves the point that the yachas, the
it proves I'm not very good in shul.
No, in the sense of the connection.
I don't know. I felt a bit guilty, but I did. I enjoyed standing there, dabbling Kabbalah Shabbos, facing Yerushalayim and all special. The trees and everything. It's.
I've heard a few people saying that. Until the close to people and go back to shore.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know, just standing in nature, dabbling Kabbalah Shabbos in nature is a beautiful, beautiful feeling. I remember facing the hills of Yerushalayim, I enjoyed it. But the connection is.
But that's the simcha, that's what you're saying. The simcha is
Not that you're dabbling, but I am connecting to my Maker, the one who gave me everything. No, that's the Hodah. That's the Hakar Satov, the Bakosha. It's all, you're connecting with him. You know the source. The source is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's connecting with the source. No, that's the whole point here.
That's the Harisa, I mean, if you like the Rav said before. Mm-hmm. If it's just when's davening finishing, then it's,
yes,
it's not, then
exactly.
It's lost.
I want to show you something in a minute. Let's just go on a second. I'll show you something a little bit more from the outer from Kel. Eitzel halbe b'nei Torah afa pishe ha-mabat shalem al-limud ha-Torah hu-zeh she-etzem ha-chayim zeh inyan ha-malave I'll start again. Eitzel halbe b'nei Torah afal pi shehamabat shalehem alimud, their outlook on limud Torah hu sheze etzem achayim, that's what life is for. Veze inyan hamalave umemales chayim yomam, that's what fills their day, the fact that they're studying Torah. Velo hoichim lilmoid v'halgosha sutoich rak lesadeh mashu, they don't go to learn because they have to, they're mechuyav to do something. Let's say zidei chavosa. Elo ze kol ha-tachlis. Mikol mekoyim kishemagim le-mitzvah shechayevim. But when you have to do something which is twice a day, you're forced to do. Nasa me'elav ha-goshes zeu chayevim. If he is the chayevim. That's the big problem. The problem is I have to daven. I have to daven. I always tell girls in the seminary, never say the words ever, I'm sorry, I can't talk to you, I have to daven. Don't say the words, I have to daven. It makes a, in the subconscious, it makes an effect on you. It's a chayev on you. Say, I would like to daven. Don't ever say the words, I have to daven, because once you keep on saying, I have to daven, I have to, it becomes an obligation, the chayva. It's not the way to say it. Say, I would love to daven now. I want to daven now. It makes an impression on you in the subconscious. The chayva is the problem. It becomes a burden.
How does one combat those feelings of, at times, when you feel like, oh, it's schlepping on, and it's... the chazan's taking too long, and it's, oh, I want to get home now, I want to have the meal. How does one fight against those thoughts, or
mine's that something different. Mine's that's a tzibul. That's not you. You're sort of bad.
Right, but there's still the feeling. There's still a feeling of that you want it to speed up.
But that, but maybe you'd go nicely.
Right.
Could be.
You need patience with the tzibul.
Yeah.
You need patience with the tzibul because sometimes the tzibul is. Sometimes it's too fast, sometimes it's too slow.
I know there's an aspect of tikkun amidus as well, like in terms of patience, and you know, this person's sneezing, and this person's coughing, and this person's is moving his chair, whatever.
Someone came up to me in the mirror just last week and turned around to me and said, the person who davened was so fast, it's ridiculous, he davened so fast. So I told him, you know the Gemara in Bochus uh-huh. with Rabbi Eliezer? I said it many times, you know. The chazan
went down 5 words.
Once Moshe said, the chazan went down, and he was ages. It took ages and ages. So Rabbi Eliezer turned around and said it took 40 days and 40 nights. I said, no, what are you complaining about?
Mm-hmm.
Next day the chazan went down, and he was mamish like a supersonic. He was all over in a few minutes. He said, how can we? He said, you mean it took as fast as it takes to say kel no v'fon ola? No, it was longer than that. Sometimes it's fast, sometimes it's slow. You know, you have to take the good and the bad. You have to be able to take it all. It's a challenge. Evidently, where did I read once? I think Rabbi Yochanan said, or perhaps someone said, I don't know who it was, it's an art to be able to daven fast, not necessarily to daven slow. There's a skill in sometimes davening fast, because that I always often find that as a miler to daven faster. Not too fast, but the pace keeps you in attention. If it's too slow, it drags, then my mind distracts, I daydream. I personally feel sometimes if I'm tired, I daven mile like 10, 11 o'clock at night, I'm tired. Then going faster is only a miler for me, because I'm forced to concentrate, especially with the pace. You know, the pace keeps you going. Sometimes it's not a miler, sometimes you can daven much slower. If I'm wide awake, I can daven slower. If I'm too tired, I have to daven faster, because you space out.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know yourself. You know where you're up to. Mm-hmm. So what's the point? The problem is the chayva. That's a major problem. What's this? What's this next one? It's rubbed out, mate. Nukuda gadoila. Oh, zu nekuda gadoila hamakevis es odom melahagish toiv im hamitzvah, to feel good ki hu loy ba bichlal lahagish toiv im hamitzvah ela rak lekiyam hamitzvah lekayim es chayvos. That's the problem. Not that you did the mitzvah, but you kaim the chayva. That's the thing you have to get over with. I want to show you something here with the Alter from Kelm. Take a look at this Alter from Kelm. He brings something out very beautiful here. Maybe you can just go over. What have we learned here? We learned as follows. There's something called Esek HaTfila, Asik and Tefillah, you have to realize the chashivas of davening, the Romans. That's why I suggested, that's the reason why on Rosh Hashanah you daven, because the chashivas of the Tefillah. Secondly, is the simcha shel mitzvah. You feel the achievement. What is the achievement? The achievement is not that I daven to Hashem, but you feel I may connect with HaKadosh Baruch. It's not the simcha of a chasna, it's not the simcha of happiness, it's the simcha of accomplishment. That's what he's saying here. That's the point. The simcha is like the chosun with the kala. Together with the kala, I connected with HaKadosh Baruch. That's the second point he said. And the third point he said is that you must get over the point of it's a chayva. Those are the points which he brought out here. The Alter here brings out a very beautiful point from Talmud Ru'u. I saw this many years ago. It's a beautiful Alter. Look at this point here. There were two businessmen, and they both do the same business. Both businessmen are in the same business. Let's say they're both selling material. Both are selling material. One of them remains always the same. No, sorry, I read it wrong. Echad mamash shove b'shove. I think he keeps on moving along. And one keeps his produce there all the time. One man has a lot of business going on, and the other man continually has his same schoira there. Ein yotzev ein bo. Nothing is moving in his store. One man is moving his business, his merchandise over all the time, and the other one has it there all that is all never moves. Hashenim yischal yischal epachalia. One of them. His merchandise, the material, keeps on moving all the time. He's continually buying new stuff. So this one buys and he keeps on having to be replenishing the shelves. He's always on the move. Things are always moving by him. And continually, the merchandise is moving. He's changing this material to that material. Anybody would realize straight away, one has business is thriving, and one of his business is dead. It's not moving at all. That's the nature of the business. One is moving, and one is dead. It's a beautiful marshal here. The difference is between people who know the difference between paying attention to what you're saying or merely just repeating the words that you're saying. The difference is, again, Zehatzi or Moralan, Adina Hatfina, Ashe Kama Anoshim Mutomim, the Elahim Havon, Lahovin Ma Hefresh. They don't understand the difference between understanding and sincerely saying the words or just repeating the words. Miloshan HaKodesh, Miloshan Shalom. Meaning, is it his words or are you just repeating the words? Eitzal HaMatik, someone who's just repeating the words. He's a tape recorder. He's saying over the words. Eilo Rak Ke'esek Meis. It's a dead business. He's just saying over the same words over and over again. The merchandise is not changing. It's always the same words over again. Kilo Yuchal Hisgadel, Lis Hashem. He'll never grow rich from his produce because it's in the same stock, because the produce never moves. Nothing's moving. So he's never going to make any money because he's just repeating the same thing. In the Moshel, the produce doesn't move. In the Nimshal, the words are just the same words all the time. Eitzalamatik, Eino Mitchalef. The words never change. You're just repeating the same words. Rak ha-tokas ha-mila. You're saying, repeating the word again. Ke esmal u-shol shem ke lamocha lamocha. Every day it's the same thing. Adonai olam Hashem olach b'terem kol. You're saying the same words. Nothing's changed. The same words, just repeating them over again. Lo yitosef bo hergesh v'sbaylenus chadosha. You never ever feel anything new. L'skada l'schakem. You never grow from the words. You never become wiser from the words. Rak b'yom holdo kein b'yom moisa. Kacha kein yedet. Day goes by from the day it was born, nothing's changed, exactly the same. Things have remained exactly the same all the time, nothing's moved at all. Saying the same words over again, the same words he said 10 years ago, 20 years ago, it's the same words, nothing. There's no new business going on. You know what the words mean. And you know, you're thinking about the words, I'd be spoken as you say, you're thinking what the words mean. Your ideas are continually moving along and changing. It's a beautiful marshal this. New things come in every day. Every day a new thing comes on. Der steig von tag zu tag. This one grows from one day to the next. That he explains the words, so you just understand the words. No, it's an enormous difference in the words. You know, like Baruch Sha'ama V'Hoya Oilam, Baruch Hu, Baruch Oise V'Reishis, Baruch Oime V'Oise, Baruch Goize U'Mekayim. If you say the words with a bit of passion, then the words become meaning to it. If you're just rattling the words off, it's an enormous difference. You say the words, if you say them with a passion, every time you say the words, new merchandise comes on the shelf. New ideas come on every time. If you're just saying the words, then nothing new happens. The difference is between merchandise which is changing all the time, which merchandise which stays on the shelf all the time. Nothing is, it's a beautiful marshal this. And that is the enormous difference between a man who just repeats the words or if a person who understands what he's saying. That's the enormous difference between it. Have you ever sat next to somebody who really davens like that? You ever listen to somebody in davening who davens like that?
It's rare.
I sit in Levi Eliol when I'm here and davening here. You know Mordechai Fischer, Rami Fischer's father? I sit right in front of him in davening. He davens beautifully. He says the words, mamash, each word he says, you know, Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha, Oid Yahalelucha Sela, B'chol Yoyim, he says it with meaning. Mm-hmm. I sit right in front of him. Mm-hmm. I hear him saying the words. He says it with meaning. And you hear it. It's not just a power. He's saying it with meaning. And you, when you hear somebody daven like that, it makes a difference. I remember in Haunov, of Chrysworth would daven like that. Of Chrysworth pointed to the words as he said it, each word, and you hear him meaning the words as he said it. Of Shlomo Zalman also, I used to daven with him in Shari Chesed, you can see him davening as well. Each word he's saying with a meaning, and therefore it's new words, which new ideas come into your head. Otherwise, you don't get any new ideas. It just remains the same all the time. The words are stale. The words have no flavor to them, no life to them. They're dead words.
When I daven with Rav Chaim, just before Corona, we walked
in
his house, and everyone's rushing around, and he's pointing at every word.
Really?
And nothing was distracting him. Just
it's beautiful.
You know, with all due respect, it looked like a 5-year-old, like pointing to the words.
But Christus was the same as well. But then you get new ideas coming out, Rafi. You keep on thinking, as you're saying the words, things come in your mind, and it's new words every time. New thoughts come in your mind. That's the point. But you have to give it time. You can't chaplap. You can't just rush in 5 minutes before you shtabach. It doesn't work like that. You need to give it time.
I actually find I get a lot more of davening by myself if I'm late for minyan. You know what? I'd rather stay at home and daven and say Zimra. And every time I do, I get a lot more out of the words. I spend time. Especially like on Nishmak or something like that. You know.
So why didn't you go earlier and daven in shul? Daven earlier in shul.
Because if I wake up late, then I didn't
wake up earlier.
I'm up late on Friday night. I don't get up for a long time on Shabbos morning. But that way, at least I feel, okay, I'm not rushing through what I'm doing at home. At least I'm spending some time concentrating on what I'm saying.
I hear.
That's great. My host starts lunch at 12:30, 1 o'clock.
It's
even better because
I'm not getting more time. What's he saying here? The hein also the meaning of the word odom. Hamunachas amahus odom. Bashehu odom. Odom v'loy bal chai. Just a normal living person or a person. Zeh mevin rak hatokas amila von teich verta. Odom zeh mevin v'or hamila. He I don't know what he means. Mitor Odom. V'chein mamash b'toyro. Yesh mevin pashtus hasugya. V'yesh mevin pnimius hasugya. I'm not sure what he means by Odom here. Meaning the understanding the enlightenment. But so it is with Torah. You understand the simple meaning of the Gemara, or you understand a little bit depth of it. Kasheherinu ayin ba'ayin ha'hefresh. U'mizeh nucha lahavin ma'bein ha'chai ha-chai, ha-chayim shalom b'pashtus, or ben ha-chayim shalom b'isboidenus. That's it. The person just lives his day, one day to the next, gets up in the morning, earns his money, goes to bed at night, or someone who lives with his chochma, b'chayim b'toyla. So it is with everything in life. If you give it thought, then you begin to get
attained. That's a unique gift in Adam compared to an animal.
Yes, that's what he means. I think that's what he means. B'gam zoist adaski, gam b'toyla u'tfila b'yira b'chol ha-chochma, ma what you davened one way last year is not the same as this year. Last the way you davened, if you daven now this year, it would just teaching the verta. You're explaining the words. A person has to do things with a tam, an understanding. If you don't have a tam, you don't have any benefit from it. Tamu, taste the words. That's what it means. There, if you see the difference between something with good, with reason, with substance, or something which is not. What does tamu mean? The meaning of tamu means you understand what you're doing. You're thinking what your words are. But the moshel is a beautiful moshel. That's what I wanted to show you. The moshel is a super moshel. It tells you that the enlightenment comes by being able to change the word, the meaning of the words all the time. It's not the same words all the time. One day you have this thought, one day you have that thought. Keep on changing the words, and that only comes about if you say the words with a tam, with a meaning to it. Otherwise, the produce remains the same year after year. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's this one. Now take a look at Netinas Yadayim.
I'm saying the main person. And during his daily, your daily experience, I mean, Volba talks about, like, when he goes around the mountain, you never see, as you're going around the mountain on a train, he says you're always looking at the scenery in a different way.
Yes.
Every Twitter is given from, but because what's happening in your own life? It's like that, or in the world, or what's
yes,
happening.
Yes.
It's connecting maybe. If you can connect the words to what's going on in your personal life,
definitely, yes.
Then that's what brings to life. It's
yes.
To think of psukim,
yes.
You know, where it brings, what part instead of Shmona Esrei, it's a different Shmona Esrei then.
Completely. Mm-hmm. Nice Marshall, thank you for sharing that. Okay, take a look at Tinas Yadayim, my boy, page cloth. 10 minutes. Page cloth. That's the Hashkofa, and I wanted to go through he goes through the actual Seder through page cloth. Yeah, Atilas Yodayim.
Okay, thank you.
There's much more than what he says here, but let's just do what he does, because there's many other things which I wanted to bring for you on this. But in the meantime, just look to see how he explains it. The Tinas Yodayim. Last year, I needed getting up in the morning. Here's the Tinas Yodayim. Vihine, me'avoidos ha'gudoylos ha'mutolos aleinu b'chol boike beis ha'tfil ha'shachrisi, le'taher o'isonu, to cleanse yourself, v'esa o'ilam, and the world, me'heshbaz ha'layla, from the effect of the night, shava aleinu. Interesting thought. When a person washes his hands, he's cleansing himself and the world itself from the darkness that went through in the night. Umuvoy inyan b'ramcha, the Ramcha, I think he means in Derech Hashem, but Tamsi is the Boravhu. Shahalaila huzman shlitas hachitzoinim bekoichas hatuma. Night is the time of chitzoinius and tuma, which is rampant. The cheshko shel oila misrabe mischazik. And the darkness of the world, it means tuma. Kain gam ha'odam biyois ha'shoichev. When a person lies in bed, mispashet olav hispashtos minatuma. You become overwhelmed with tuma. Mishotetes, because it's nighttime and you lose some of your life. You lose part of your neshama. At the time you're sleeping, you don't have all your neshama there. But tom echad mishishim b'misa, and you taste the 60th of death. Miskabe hachoshech oid yoisa b'gufa, and therefore the body becomes more and more overwhelmed with tuma. Or hanashama, and then you lose the koach of your neshama, hamazak hachoshech, because you've lost part of your neshama, so your guf becomes more open and more available to tuma. And that's the meaning of ruach ro'a. That's a beautiful point, my boy. So, no? What does it mean, ruach ro'a? Ruach ro'a means you have more tuma in you than you normally do when you're wide awake. Meaning when you're awake, your neshama is more conscious, and therefore there's more kedusha. When you lose it, so the ruach ro'a overcomes you. That's the nature of sleep. Sleep has a ruach, because you're losing some of your neshama. And that is on your hands. And by washing the hands, But the hands themselves, it represents the whole goof. Interesting, why only the hands you have to wash? Why don't you have to wash your feet? Why don't you have to wash your legs or something? Why the hands? You have to remove the tumah of the night. And the whole world as well. It was washing the hands, like in the Avodah Beis HaMikdash. They prepared themselves with Kedusha, just the hands. They did the feet as well. Why didn't Chazal go on the feet? I don't know. We don't have to wash our hands. But Pashtos, it's through the hands that the Kedusha comes about. They're the porters of the day, no? The hands are the activity of the day. So once you wash the hands, so the whole goof becomes tohar. The machlokes we show in my boy say, I think in the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, the Rashba, the Rosh, and the Rivon. One of them say because your hands are always busy and they're touching things in the night, your body. Second reason, I think that's the Rashba. The Rosh brings down, I think, because you are a Beria Chadosha, you're awakened again in the night. You are created again. So having from the creation, you become a new person again.
But then why do I forget the hands? If that,
why
if
the hands? Why the hands? Because Pashtos, that's where
the
Ruach Ruach comes from. Let's see what he says. Hagdomazu.
Could it be that because the Muslims do both?
No, they copied from the Kohen. They copied from Kohen the Kohanim, hands and feet. They copied a lot of that doubling from Kohanim. Five times a day they daven.
I thought this is you don't want to copy the Kohen.
No, they copied us.
They copied us, but we also we don't bow down completely because they bow down completely.
A lot of their avoiders from the Kohanim on carpet, not on stone floors, five times a day, bowing down fully.
Didn't Abraham wash the hands and feet of the angels when they came to Israel?
That's a Gemara. No, Eliyahu Hanavi.
I'm not talking about when Abraham went through.
Abraham, when he washed their hands, yes.
He washed their feet also.
That's why he has to wash their hands and feet because of the tumah as well. That's right. Well, I think we're referring to something else. Eliyahu Hanavi used to come to the Beis HaMedrash of Rebbe every day. And one day he didn't turn up. So he asked him, why are you late? He said, I'm late because I was busy washing the hands of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Every morning I have to go and wash their hands. I'm late today.
One of them slept in.
I remember going into a prayer room in an airport, and they had a place to wash your hands and feet.
Really? It's not just you, it's the whole world which you're being metahir. Yeah. Your avoider, by washing your hands, also brings awe into the world. By the fact that you wash your hands, you create the ability for the world to receive its kedusha again. The Yavit says, "Shebitchilas hatfila ad hakorbanos, all the actions, ha'maisa tzitzis tfilin yudches brachos tulin bekorbanos, on oiskim nitchos v'salik klippas." He removes the klippas from all the world. There's those actions of washing the hands and tfilin and tzitzis and the brachos that you say removes the klippa, the tumah, so that the world can receive its shefa of kedusha again.
Is there a difference between having a basin next to your bed and washing your hands before you get out of bed? And the Rishit Chol come and say, or not having a basin and going to your bathroom and washing your hands in the bathroom.
Chaim Sonnenfeld had said that the whole house is considered like Arba Amas. The whole house is like Arba Amas.
Okay.
But Chaim Sonnenfeld, there's a heter. I once asked Yosef Chaim Kopchitz, it's his Zeda. And he said to me that he held that the whole house is like that. Some people have it by the bed. There is a mila to have negel vasa by your bed. There is, but I think we're more mako nowadays. Mako because of the Ger Tzedek, no?
My first Shabbos was ever with the Chabad family. So he put that next to my bed and explained to me what I had to do with it. I had no idea. I've never seen it before.
Some people are Mac, but my most children people, most, are.
I mean, I
yeah,
don't do
my
about,
children are as well.
By the bed. But there isn't any of the whole house.
I wait till I get
so long as you make sure you go straight to the sink and wash your hands.
Yeah. The sink in the bathroom is fine because I'm not making a brach in the bathroom.
Hmm.
Right. Okay. I mean, I say Moda'ani before I get out of bed and then I wash.
Yes, Moda'ani before you get out of bed, yes. It's all less to, you know the Meister Ger Tzedek? He brings it down in here somewhere. I'm just going to say it over to you. Where is it? Here.
might be an issue with the bathroom. I think
Ramosha says,
there is an issue with washing the bathroom.
I can't hear you.
I think Ramosha says there is an issue with the bathroom.
Is it a problem?
Is there washing the bathroom, or it's okay?
There's an issue with it. I think Ramosha says.
Even if you have, you're not saying a bracha, you're just going to be washing your hands.
I think it's the bathrooms today are not what the bathrooms were ages ago, when everything was like open.
The base shenerag hager tzedek agraf Potocki Hashem mivdama huklash koyach hatuma minayadayim b'shachris. The tuma on the hands became less in the mornings. Dovaze shamati mibni mebosha kalman sheshama et zois miagon bebshmuel oybach umiagon bebavom oybach sheshama mipi avihem pomeshlem zaman. V'im ki loy oma bezeh halacha lemaisa, avo mikoma koyim hametzius hi shehuklash koyach hatuma minayadayim b'shachris.
Wow.
The hands have less.
I don't understand.
Because of the kedusha of the ger tzedek being burned, there's less tuma on the hands in the morning. Because of his kedusha,
but
he was burned. The alpizem ulai yesh lahavin hakesh tumas yadayim davka ki hayadayim hem em evorim shal yadam shomim al in kedush Hashem ba'olam umikaven shezocha lekadosh, because he was so privileged to be burned by kedusha, nif zocha lifog, he weakened the tumor on the hands for ger tzedek.
For everybody, for the whole world.
The whole world is less kedusha on the hands because of the ger tzedek.
What's the story of the ger tzedek?
The tumah.
Wow.
I asked that question about Medrash, and Rabbi Yosef Chaim Kopshitz told me, he said, his Zayda Rabbi Chaim Zonnefeld said, you can go anywhere in the house, it's 4 amas.
Yeah.
It's like 4 amas, so some people are marked by the bed, but... certainly not to touch any part of the goof. You shouldn't touch your eyes or your face.
Book of Rabashkin, he requested very, very strongly of his prison guards that he should have a separation between the toilet and his cells, so that he could have negelbasa outside of the rooms where the toilet was. Mm-hmm. He was very muckfit with that.
Let's just finish up quickly.
I know it's a bit fast, but at least I'd like to do something every week, something like this. Upulas atikon bishonet shenatinas yodayim shekeben shayyadayim nispashta hatuma al kol agufo lachein al yedei taros yadayim hamasalik es hatuma miyodai. Washing the hands removes the tuma nita kol gufo. The whole guf becomes toho. Benigwa mizeh gam tikon lachon abiyakula. The whole world becomes, not just you. Litahe mitumas halayla latzeisim mehachsheicha. See further, b'shem ha-rashba sheba-boika onunasim here, b'vayach ha-dosha. In the morning you become like a new creature. Tzvichan ha-sois kedim and ha-pelis karbonus, like the commoners of the Mesa Mikdash, like the Kiyo. U'mamshich sham ha-ramchal, shalazem mitzdaif gam maisa nikoyen ha-guf shelo odom v'hafnoisa. It's another reason why a person should use the bathroom in the morning. Ki ha-tsoa, the human dirt, eino rak lichlo gashmi, it's human dirt. It's also how ruchnius to it. In other words, a person has tuma on him. You must remove the human dirt. The nimsa kula mitaha mizdam in his kariv, and he become cleaner to front of a kodesh bochu. Kama noim divrei rabbeinu yona b'sefer yira ki achrei asher kirvavu b'nei meyav tzvichin lebareich. Then you say boch, you bench a kodesh bochu. Shenei bochi nafshi es Hashem l'chok v'ashem kodesh. Why? Because you've cleaned the dirt away. Ein noe lahavi beten molei. So, you clean yourself out. I remember hearing from my brother, he once made a beautiful point that in the morning you have two types of cleansing. One is cleansing the guf, and one is cleansing the neshama. So when you go to the bathroom, you cleanse the guf. You say Ashayotza. When you say Mizma Shir Chanakas Habayis the David, you cleanse the neshama. That's Mizma before Haid, before Baruch Shama. That's an ikoyan of the neshama, meaning your mind is the mind's a mechod, but Hashem Elokai lo ila my deka. My mind is now clear. So the mind is clear and the goof is clear. Now you can start saying
Pesukim Zema. I once heard, I don't remember where I heard it, but I think once when I was in the States somewhere, somebody told me that Ramosha had made it important that the boys in the yeshiva should have a coffee before they daven, because it would help them go to the bathroom, and they would go to the bathroom before they daven.
Very nice. Okay, I'll leave it here. Next week, what's with next week, yeah?